Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
3 weeks ago, we talked about Montana's judicial races and the frustration that comes from being asked to vote for candidates that we know nothing about. This week, a federal court decision and a statewide poll proved my point. We talked earlier about the U.S. Supreme Court decision in Minnesota v. White and the fact that the court said that people who are being asked to cast a vote have both the right and responsibility to cast an informed vote. The court was specifically talking about judicial races where candidates refuse to answer any substantive questions on issues that might come before the court. This basically leaves them saying, "I'm an honest person with a spouse, 3 kids, and a dog who promises to apply the law fairly and evenly, so please vote for me." The challenge is that voters know intuitively that worldview and judicial philosophy enter into the process. That's why we have huge differences of opinions between Justices Scalia and Ginsburg at the U.S. Supreme Court or Justice Rice and Nelson at the Montana Supreme Court. This week, a 3-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals struck down Montana's ban on political party endorsements of judicial candidates, saying that it violates the party's right to free speech. The suit was filed by the Sanders County Republican Central Committee, which wanted to endorse candidates in 2 judicial races. Matthew Monfortin, the Bozeman attorney representing Sanders County, said that he was pleased with the decision and went on to say that Montana has a conservative electorate but a Massachusetts judiciary, in large part because of state censorship laws enabling left-wing candidates to masquerade as moderates. According to Monfortin, with this decision, that game is now over. Attorney General Steve Bullock said that he was extremely disappointed with the ruling, which he called one more case of federal intrusion into Montana's ability to run our state government according to the will of the people. His department is considering an appeal. On another front, a Gazette State poll conducted this week shows voter uncertainty in judicial races in a dramatic way. While the poll showed a tight race for Montana's governor with Steve Bullock in a statistical tie with Rick Hill, the number of undecided voters was about 11%. In the race for Attorney General, Republican Tim Fox leads Democrat Pam Buesi 46-37%, with 17% undecided. Contrast those two races with the race for Supreme Court, where Ed Sheehy and Lori McKinnon are separated by 1 percentage point, 23-22. The interesting thing about this race is that 55% of the voters remain undecided. I would submit that's because the voters don't have enough information to make an informed decision. Both candidates have said that despite this week's court decision, they will not seek political party endorsements, and I'm not sure that they should. What they should do is try to be more forthcoming with broad answers to substantive questions. As the U.S. Supreme Court said, voters have both the right and responsibility to cast an informed vote. If they can't do that in the case of judicial races, then we might as well start appointing our judges. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.